Of course, because we are a technical commission, and our mission is to organize technically the elections. Today we are preparing the presidential elections, which are scheduled on 28th of June 2010. We are really preparing this election.
So how are you going to organize an election that there will be no challenges?
Do you know, in 2005, we had one candidate, and the election was organized. And in Burundi, it is not the first time we have a single candidate. And those who don't want to participate in presidential elections, it's their own will. Normally, they were invited to participate, but they said it's not good to continue to proceed participating in these elections. It's their own political will.
But, Mr. Chairman, some analysts have said that because challengers have decided not to participate in the election, it will undermine the credibility of the election and the winner of the election. So what do you say to that?
The political context of countries is different. When you have candidates who decide for their own reasons to quit the competition, you cannot force them to continue. We must understand, when you get in democratic process, you must understand how are the constraints of the democratic competition. Today we can say in Burundi, everybody was free to participate, but they have their own reasons. We, as technical commission, we cannot force anybody to participate if he doesn't want.
Well, Mr. Chairman, the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has appealed to all political parties, especially the opposition parties, to end their dispute before this month's presidential election. Have you addressed the concerns of the opposition parties ahead of the presidential election this month?
The Secretary General of the United Nations came to pay a visit to Burundi. He made appeal to political party leaders to participate in the process, to continue to participate in the process. We made some days ago the same appeal. We wanted everybody to come back in the process and to participate in the presidential elections. And he gave them a political advice, saying that it's very important to understand when the people express itself, everybody must respect the choice of the people. And this is an important message for all the political party leaders. Now, this way of rejecting results, really, the Secretary General of the United Nations, he would like to see all the political party leaders who would like to participate in the process to join the process and to continue in participating in the elections.
Some of these opposition parties, at least a sizable majority, have accused the Burundi National Electoral Commission that you chair of failing to prevent fraud during the May 24th poll and demanded a rerun. What do you say to that?
We are able to say, as many domestic and international observers, that the elections went well, peacefully, and these elections were recognized by different observers as fair, regular, and transparent elections. We gave them the opportunity to show through the law which kind of allegations they had. Really, they have not been able to show really what we can consider as serious allegations. And the decisions from these allegations have already been given since Monday, Tuesday, and even today by the provincial electoral commissions, because according to the law, the decisions are taken by the provincial electoral commissions. Now, the situation is clear. Everybody knows the answer, the expectations for the allegations.
So what should Burundians expect in the upcoming presidential election?
Burundi people today really is very, very keen in supporting peace, reconciliation, and security. Burundi people got many lessons from the past. We would like to see political party leaders to work together to support democratic process. And when you talk about democratic process, you mean participation to the competition. When you are the loser, you recognize you are the loser. And when you are the winner, you recognize you are the winner. When you are the loser, you can even congratulate the winner, because this is the positive democratic behavior.
How credible do you think the elections will be this month with regard to the presidential election?
If Burundi people vote for their president tomorrow, if they make their choice, it will be a people's choice. And everybody in the countryside, even outside the country, must understand it's the choice of the people. And this is a political message, because when you have, for example, 40 parties, they can participate in the elections when they want and when they feel they can win. But there are some others who consider they must win the first elections. In the democratic countries, you can lose an election, a second election, even 5-6 elections, but when you are a good Democrat, you continue to compete.